This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The district court judge presiding over a two-year court battle over how the state of Montana allows residents to change a birth certificate didn't just strike down a 2021 law as unconstitutional. He also held the state in contempt of court, ordered it to pay the plaintiff's attorney's fees for the entirety of the months-long litigation, and issued a scathing rebuke to the Republican Montana Attorney General's office for how it handled the case. Yellowstone County District Court Judge Michael Moses issued the order on Monday, June 26th, and struck down a 2021 law that had technically been enjoined for 2 years and would have required a person to undergo an unspecified surgical procedure in order to change gender on a birth certificate. Judge Moses had issued a temporary injunction against the law shortly after it was enacted 2 years ago, which meant that a previous 2017 law would be in effect. However, on seven different instances, a point that Judge Moses highlighted in bolded all caps, lawyers for the ACLU of Montana went to court trying to enforce compliance with the injunction, as well as a reinstatement of the previous birth certificate change procedures. On the matter of law, Judge Moses said Senate Bill 280 was impermissibly vague, a point which both the state and ACLU agreed upon. Both sides, for different reasons, said the law was too vague. Judge Moses wrote, "Here, the court confronts a statute that both sides have agreed cannot be enforced because it is premised on a factual impossibility," the court said. "Because the law cannot be complied with in any application, it is void on its face." Because the issues surrounding Senate Bill 280 were directly related to due process in both the federal and state constitutions, Judge Moses spent considerable time in the 20-page ruling building a step-by-step basis explaining why he was awarding attorney's fees. In his ruling, Judge Moses zeroed in not on the lawmakers who passed the vague law, but how the state attorney general's office, as well as the Republican Gianforte administration, refused to comply with the law and failed to protect citizens' rights. Judge Moses wrote, "In this case, the government fought to enforce a law that they later conceded was unconstitutional. It was necessary for plaintiffs, as a private party, to bring this case in order to vindicate a critical constitutional right. Further, plaintiffs exerted considerable effort over nearly 2 years in order to enforce the due process clauses of the Montana State Constitution and the United States Constitution. Not only did they have to enforce constitutional rights, plaintiffs also had to exert additional effort to enforce this court's preliminary injunction and order from the Supreme Court. Defendants were in contempt of court for large portions of this litigation." Astrid Gilberto, the singer of Stan Getz and Joao Gilberto's classic 1963 version of The Girl from Ipanema, died on June 5th. Astrid Gilberto was 83 years old. Gilberto was an untrained singer when she volunteered on a whim to step into the recording booth after her husband, Joao Gilberto, and the American saxophonist Stan Getz recorded Garota de Ipanema. The English translation was a sensation, a bossa nova landmark turned pop standard that captured the international imagination. Astrid Gilberto earned 3 Grammy nods in 1965 and another the following year for her solo debut, including a win for Record of the Year. Gilberto went on to record more than a dozen solo albums for Verve and other labels, switching between pop and jazz standards. Brazilian classics, original co-writes, and as a studious polyglot, singing her music in Japanese for a sizable East Asian fan base. She also collaborated with artists including Chet Baker, Quincy Jones, and in a 1996 duet, George Michael of Wham! This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.